Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven, stay driven.
This is Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 37, and I have Valisha Brown. Say what's up, Valisha.
Hey, people. Happy Monday.
And we have Faye Jackson. Say what's up, Faye.
What's up, y'all?
This was, and I'm going to start, I'm going to talk, there's different things I want to talk about. I want to talk about the NFL, the whole, because, you know, yesterday was September 11th, and different teams did different things to protest or to either stand behind 9-11, because it's been 15 years since 9-11. And I want to ask both you guys what you remember about 9-11-2001. And I also want to talk about CM Punk, the UFC, and that ass whooping he took. I mean, and you know, his bout. And I want to get into the Backlash WWE pay-per-view. I want to talk about that. Yeah. It's been a rough weekend for Valisha Brown. But, so I want to talk about that. But I want to start off with this. And then we'll go from there. Real quick, I know last week I talked about the video I put up the previous year about me coming into the surgery. Well, the actual surgery date was September 11, 2015. So yesterday made a whole year since I've had that major surgery done in my life. And, I woke up in the morning, and the first thing I really wanted to do was go to church, because I wanted to give God his glory, because that surgery could have went either way. But it went the way God had it, and I'm still here, and I appreciate that. And as the different things popped up, like the different posts that people put on Facebook popped up, I didn't get a chance to really see all that at the time, because when you're in the middle of a storm, you don't see the things around you. But when I got, you know, out of the storm and actually looked yesterday, I was touched, because I'm like, wow, there was a lot of people that post stuff. There was a lot of people that sent things, like sent messages to my family, that addressed my wife, that addressed my friends. There was a guy who I don't even know. For real, I still don't know who this guy is. I'm friends with him on Facebook, but I don't really know him. But he put up a couple of different things just about praying for me while I was going through that, and it touched my heart. Like, wow, like I knew I was a well-liked person, but I guess I didn't really realize how well-liked I was until then. And I just want to say thank you to everybody who really prayed or was really concerned at that time for my well-being. And I want to give God his glory, because, like I said, it could have went either way, but I'm still here to say God is good and he's worthy to be praised. Friday, I went to the gym for the first time in well over a year. And I lost a step, but I still did pretty good. And I was proud of myself because this is the first time I've actually went to Planet Fitness to work out even before I broke my ankle. So, you know, you figure from the ankle break and then even through the heart surgery and everything, it's been a long time since I went to the gym, and I'm in there and I'm like, wow. It was like, I was taken back. Like, I can't believe I'm actually here. And it was just, you know, 9/11 means a lot to a lot of people, but 9/11 has a dual meaning to me. Because one, it could have been the day I lost my life. And two, this was the day where America was hit hard by one of the, you know, biggest things that happened since Pearl Harbor. And I think maybe even bigger than Pearl Harbor. So I want to ask Valicia, I'm going to start with you. What do you remember about 9/11? And where were you? What do you remember your feelings?
Oh, gosh. Well, first, praise God. I thank, you know, God for bringing you through, too. You know, we had our little celebration about you just recovering without us even knowing that we were celebrating that. So it was funny, but I'm just so glad, and I think you're back better than ever. So I can't wait to see what else you do afterwards. But September 11th, it has a dual meaning for me, too. My father passed away from pancreatic cancer last year, and his birthday is actually September 11th. And then, you know, this stuff with you. But the actual date, September 11th, 2001, I was in 10th grade. I was in French class, and, you know, they started letting people leave the classroom to call family members that were in New York. And, you know, I don't think we fully understood what was going on until we got home and, you know, saw the footage. I remember TVs just being blocked with 9/11 footage for days and days. And, you know, I guess the biggest thing I remember is just the images and you know, the sorrow. But I do remember, like, the solidarity that came with it for America. Like, we really came together. And, you know, I don't know if it's necessarily real, but I feel like in the time of trouble, America always comes together. So if we can do that when we're, you know, in a time of turmoil, I feel we can do that every day. So, you know, I just want things to be like that and the hate to stop. It always, something always happens bad for things to, you know, for good things to come. Like, why does a family member have to die and then we all get together at a funeral? It's just really sad. So it shows that we can do it, and I think we should more than we do. Hello? Yes, I know you heard. I don't know what Big Daddy's doing.
I don't know either. Okay.
Oh, my God, is he okay?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I accidentally hit the mute on my phone. It was an accident.
Oh, so you heard nothing I said. Great.
I heard you the whole time. It's just you couldn't hear me, but I did hear you. So, Faye, what do you remember about 9/11?
I remember also being in the 10th grade, but my experience was a little different, being that I'm not from the East Coast, like being from Ohio. I remember they made an announcement over the intercom that the World Trade Centers were hit, but for us in Ohio, we're like, especially in high school, we're like, okay, what is that? Like, what does that mean? We didn't know. It wasn't until we went home and we saw it on TV that these, like, it's New York City. And I hate to say it, but the people in Ohio, that is the capital of the United States, not D.C. So it's like when we saw that and when we went home and we saw that, we're like, oh, like, are we under attack? Or are we in a war? Mm-hmm. Like, those are the tallest buildings in the United States. So what's going on? And I think that's when the fear set in for everybody. Because, at least in my age range, because we didn't know what was going on, but they made the announcement when I was in high school, and we just it was just kind of like, it kind of went over our head a little bit. It's like, okay. Like, and we went on, it's not like they canceled class or anything, or we went home. It was just like, okay, the World Trade Center got attacked. And let's go, like, moving on. That's basically how it went.
What I remember, and, you know, I'm older than both of y'all, so when it happened,
yeah,
I was at work.
Way older, way older.
You guys are real funny. Anyway, I was at work, and the apartment I was in, I worked in a room with another guy. We were in sterile supply, so we were working with these autoclaves or whatever. And our supervisor came in with a smile on his face, and we were like, "What's going on?" He was like, "Some jackass just threw a flew a plane into the World Trade Center." He was like, somebody, some idiot didn't know what he was doing. We just thought it was just like, okay, like a small plane went into the World Trade Center, and, you know, was like, ha-ha. And then a little bit later, he came back and was like, no, there's another plane that hit the other tower. And he was like, you know, big planes that hit. And we were like, what? And we were just all like, what the hell is going on? And I remember then break time coming, and I went to break, and I went into the cafeteria, and you seen the executives along with the union people, along with the contractors, everybody standing there watching CNN in amazement. And I walked over, and I was standing like, wow, like I couldn't believe what I was watching. And everybody was just standing there watching. It was dead silent. In the break room, it was dead silent because nobody could believe what was going on. And there was people that just started leaving, like, oh, let me go see what's going on, or let me go get my kids, because people were just scared. And at the time, I was living in Jersey, but I was working in Pennsylvania. So there was a rumor that went out that said they were going to shut down the bridges. So I was like, I went to my supervisor, I go, I have to go. Because I live in Jersey, and I'll be trapped over here. So he was like, just go. He was like, don't worry about taking personal time or whatever. Just go. So I left out, and the roads were empty. And I was just an eerie feeling because the roads are empty, the bridges are empty. I made it home in like 40 minutes because there was no traffic. And at that time, my first wife had just left. You know, I'm being personal, but she just left. We were separated. That's when the separation started. So I got home, and then she called. And I was like, what's going on? She was like, did you hear what happened? I said, yeah, the America's under attack. And she was like, well, I was calling to see if you made it home, all right. And I was like, yeah, I'm cool. So even during the midst of our garbage, she thought enough to say, let me call to make sure he made it home, all right. So I sat there, you know, in my house at the time, just looking like, what the hell is going on? Do I try to go back to work? Or what's going on? Or it was just sad. It was just crazy. It was sad. We didn't know what to do. I watched, you know, I even watched when the people were jumping out of the building because the building was on fire, and it was just like crazy. It just, we were, and it was a wrestling show. This is when LAW was rather steady. And we had a show that Saturday because 9/11 happened on like a Tuesday. So I remember we had a show that Saturday, and I was talking to Bay Ragney at the time, and he was like, I'm canceling this show. And I'm like, no, let's still do it. Like, you know, people going to be looking for stuff to do because blah, 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 blah. You know, I'm a wrestler. I wanted to wrestle. But he was like, no, I'm canceling this because nobody's going to show up, and we don't know what's going on. So yeah, he canceled the show right then and there. And that was my, you know, two of my main memories of that time. It's just like, it was just so eerie driving home that day because nobody was on the roads except for me. And maybe a car here, a car there. It was like the whole world had stopped. And it was like, you know how it is when you're driving late at night and nobody's on the road. It was like that around 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And it was just crazy. So that's, you know, what I remember about 9/11. And and I'm just, you know, we came a long way since then, but we have still have to go for, like, everything changed that day. Like, security got tighter at the airports.
Mm-hmm.
You know, security got tighter at train stations and stuff. You know, they have videos out. I don't know if last time anybody took, like, a train, but they got videos out telling you to look for suspicious people with packages and bags and stuff and be aware of your surroundings. And now when people get on planes and they see people of Arab descent, people get nervous and they're looking at them, and it's just crazy. So that was, you know, we just really need to, we remember it, and we should remember it, but we also have to sort of get past it too. And we still have prejudice towards certain people now that we have to get past. And that's going to lead into the next thing I want to talk about, is that the Colin Kaepernick whole stand thing and how the NFL, different players did different things. I see one player during the national anthem put a black fist up, the black glove, black fist, just, you know, show his stand on things. And some teams just link arms together to show, you know, their stand on what's going on in America. And, you know, Colin Kaepernick and the San Francisco 49ers play tonight. And I'm curious how he's going to be received. I'm curious what's going to happen tonight when he takes the field or whatever. And I want to get, you know, I got your thoughts last week, but I don't know if you saw what happened yesterday. And I want to get your thoughts on what you saw yesterday and how you feel about it. You feel as though you heard enough of it, you're tired, you're past it, or, you know, just what you think.
What happened yesterday?
Just the different players who took a stand.
Oh.
Like, how do you feel about it?
Not so much people quit, and then it's like it's more people talking about it. But I will say, honestly, I don't think yesterday was the day to try to protest because of 9/11. Because it's not that, it's just, you know, like that was the day that our country did go up under attack, and thousands of people of every single color and race and origin and religious preference and sexual preference, whoever worked in that building, majority of them did not survive. It didn't matter who it was. So I don't think yesterday was the day to protest.
I hear you.
You know me, I wasn't watching football. I was watching wrestling. But, yeah, as far as, like, the different teams, I just don't know what their motive is. We still don't fully know what Kaepernick's motives are, because this is the first time we're really hearing of him even, you know, displaying any type of support towards that movement. I know me personally, I haven't heard of anything about him standing up like this before. So it kind of leads me to believe that it might be something else, something with his contract or something that I won't talk about. But, yeah, it goes for the other players too. Like, I haven't seen some of the other players that are in support of him, you know, do anything like this before this. So I hope he's sincere and that he keeps up and that he does more and that it spreads, you know, amongst the league. But it's not going to stop what's going on. So if anything, it's going to make more hate, you know. They're going to hate him, hate his team. So there really isn't much we can do unless we all just change ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So I'm going to let that one go there. The next thing I wanted to get into, we wanted to get into. CM Punk.
No.
And the ass whipping he took Saturday night. Now, Felicia and I got together. We decided to go watch it. And I'm so glad I didn't pay $50 to watch that. So glad. So, we got together, drove to Miller's Ale House. We're sitting there watching. And the anticipation coming into it, it was great. You know what I'm saying? Everybody was excited to see people. Some people, maybe a handful of people, walked in with CM Punk shirts on. I might have seen like 3 or 4 people, including Felicia, had a CM Punk shirt. He comes out. He came out to his theme music. It was a buzz. People were there cheering. It was like, yeah! The fight starts. 3 minutes later, he's tapping out. And everybody was just like, damn! Now, I respect what he did. I truly respect what he did. Because it takes a lot of balls to stop doing something that you're familiar with to come into something else that you're not familiar with. And then, excuse me, I didn't know his total martial art background, but since the fight, everybody's been talking about it, and he does take jiu-jitsu, but he's only like a white belt in jiu-jitsu, so he was really undermatched when he came into this. And he's also 37 years old, and it's harder trying to do something at that age to try something. But I do have mad respect for what he did. And side story to that, I had been wrestling for years. I decided to stop. I wanted to try something different. And I said, screw it. I'm 36 years old. I always wanted to see how I would do playing football. So I picked up my shoulder. I got some shoulder pads and helmet. And when I went to play for a team called the Irony Blaze, it was a semi-pro team. And at 36 years old, I'm out there starting at left guard. First game did very well because I guess the adrenaline and I was hyped and it was anticipation. And then as the season went on, my body said, what the hell were you thinking? And man, please. So by the end of that season, and then I played half of the second season and I just said, screw this. I'm done. I can't do this anymore. So at that age, you do want to try to do different stuff just to test yourself. And there's nothing wrong with testing yourself. I wanted to test myself just to see how I would do. And I got my ass kicked towards the end of the season to the point where I had kind of injured my arm coming into the playoffs. And I set myself. I told the coach, like, look, I can't do it. Like, you got to put somebody else out there. I got to go to work on Monday. So, blah, blah, blah. You know, it was an experience. So he had to have this experience. Now, I did it for a year and a half, and I did the Broad Street Beefcake thing. Was another thing I decided to try my hand at because the opportunity was there, and I did that for 2 years during that same time. And then I came back to wrestling and had a decent career when I came back. Like, I think I even did better when I came back after that time. And you know when Vince McMahon is always, you know, an opportunity for him to come back. So I don't think CM Punk might not show up again in wrestling, but I think he will try to fight again because he does have a 3-fight deal. And he might try it again because he might say, okay, that was a bad experience. Let me try it again to see how it would do. And everybody remember, Brock Lesnar lost his first match.
He tapped out.
And his first match came back to be the UFC heavyweight champion. So the story didn't end there. It's still going to continue, but a lot of people are clowning him about the way he lost and him and losing, you know, pretty much got his ass kicked. And I wanted to get y'all opinions on it, what you think. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, congratulations to him. He tried something different. There's nothing wrong with that. So
they can clown Punk all they want. This man cleared $500,000 in 2 minutes. He got 500 grand in that fight. Can I get 500 grand to get choked out? I don't care. Sign me up. So he's going to get haters anyway. I will take the 500 G's anytime he gets respect from me. It was good to see all the wrestlers and all the other UFC fighters give him respect too. You know, something that comes to my mind, obviously CM Punk is a great wrestler. He's one of my top 5, probably top 3. But it raises the point, is CM Punk, could he be like the next, you know, Michael Jordan of wrestling, you know, tried wrestling, then had to, you know, go to something else and then do too well. So who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see.
Thanks.
But
I'm just happy that finally fought after 2 years. I was waiting for the day where it finally was just like, all right, CM Punk is about to enter this UFC octagon and fight. Finally, it's been 2 years. That's what I've been waiting on. I didn't really care if he won or lost. I just wanted to see it because I've just been a fan of him, and I'm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm proud that he actually did it. I was more worried that we would never see him fight. That was my worry. Like, oh, they know on this hype up for him for over 2 years now to fight, and then it never comes. He just backs down and just says, "Forget it." But he did it. So I'm very proud that he did it.
Yeah. Yeah. And like I said, and Felicia said it best, you could clown him, you could say whatever. He got paid $500,000 for 3 minutes. So to anybody that got it, because anybody else would have, yeah, that's, I got, Felicia, you said it good. I got to agree with you on that one. Sign me up.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Sign me up. Choke me out. Give me my money.
The people that are clowning him ain't going to get in the ring and do it. They can do
exactly.
it. So you're the ones that talk, but you can't do it. So go ahead and
exactly.
clown and be broke at the same time. You paid to see him. You paid to see him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those keyboard gangsters are something else.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't they? Ain't they? They something, boy. It was funny because the memes went up within
yeah,
minutes.
They did.
It was like a minute. At least how long was it? A minute, 2 minutes before they started coming
yeah.
up?
Yeah. Within 5 minutes,
like,
yeah.
Within 5 minutes, I'm like, come on.
You had the Michael
like, the next
Jordan
fight
crying
didn't even
meme.
Start yet. It was crazy. It was crazy.
You know, all they right. were waiting for it. They wanted him to lose anyway.
Yeah, pretty much. They had them all waiting because they, you know, and it was funny. I almost forgot. I was watching something earlier, and it was a guy who was in the main event of that UFC card, the black guy over in the whatever his name is. They asked him what he thought about it, and he kind of dissed him, but he kind of knew that was going to happen at the same time. He said it was good for the sport because you had somebody coming from a different realm coming in to do that, which was cool because it was going to draw people in. He said the bad thing was just he was overmatched, and at that age, having your first fight, it wasn't good. So he was like he was glad to see him do it, and he was hoping that he would win, but in the back of his mind, he knew he's going to get his behind kicked. So there's good and bad parts of it. And it's not like Vince McMahon never got somebody, an entertainer or something, to sub in, to come in on WrestleMania and, you know, do something stupid just to draw people in. So if they're going to keep using wrestlers or whoever to come in to, because, look, I would have never went to a bar to watch that fight or even thought
right.
about paying if he wasn't going to be on it. I wouldn't have watched it. The only other UFC fight that I actually paid for to watch was when James Jones fought the first fight with, was it in Cordier or whatever, and that was after the, that's only because I saw all the trash talking back and forth, and these two guys really hated one another, and I wanted to see it. But outside of that, I wouldn't have paid to watch that. So it was something that was going to draw people in, and I'm curious to how much the buy rate was as far as people who bought it or went somewhere to go watch it. So it is what it is at this point.
And shout out to all the people on Facebook, except for you, because your feed was garbage. You sitting sideways, can't even see it. But people that actually had their phones to the TV, so I could see the fight while I was on the road. Shout out to y'all and Facebook.
All 2 minutes.
I don't even film the whole fight.
You can see them on Instagram.
You know what? You ain't shit.
Oh gosh.
Anyway,
I even showed Honey your feet, and Honey was like, what angle was he sitting at? I was like, I don't know, but here's another feed that I clicked on to watch the fight.
I wasn't showing the fight. What I was doing was just showing the fact that people were into it. It wasn't actually show the fight. It was just show that people were into it.
That's illegal.
They can't shut down. They won't shut down everybody's Facebook account if that's the case.
That's true. They just don't catch it.
We're going to take this first commercial break, and then we're going to come back and talk about Backlash, SmackDown Live first pay-per-view. And I just hope Felicia Brown stays on the line when we start to talk about it.
No, I won't be back.
All right, so let me take this first commercial, and we'll be right back. Big Dave's Hard Talk, Volume 37.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause. www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to teddyscares.com. And be sure to become our friends at facebook.com/teddyscares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
And we're back. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 37. And we're here with Felicia Brown and Faye Jackson. And we're going to talk some WWE news. Last night was Backlash, and this was the just a straight SmackDown pay-per-view. And Faye, did you watch it?
I sure did.
I'm gonna start with you then. Give me your opinions, what you think. Then Felicia, you go next, and I'll go last.
I keep laughing.
Felicia, you got to give your opinion.
Right after the pay-per-view, I was going to go on to Felicia's Facebook. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to leave it. I'm going to leave it for today. But honestly, that was a hell of a pay-per-view.
That was
a hell of a pay-per-view. Like, good job to them. But I kind of forgot Backlash was coming on. Something on my brain said, I think there's a pay-per-view tonight. Let me go to the WWE Network and see. And then sure enough, it said Backlash. And I was like, oh, shit. let me see what's going on with that. And that was I'm glad I didn't miss that. It was a hell of a pay-per-view. I wasn't expecting Heath Slater to win. Honey wasn't expecting to see Rhino. He was like, where'd Rhino come from? the women's match was actually decent. The person that won should have won. Becky Lynch definitely needed to win that. I think at the beginning they were doing a little bit too much. Like, they didn't have their first pin until like 10 minutes into the match, and I was just like, okay, like, when is somebody gonna get pinned? But I don't like how they made Naomi do all this high-flying, flashy stuff, and then you're like the second person get eliminated, but, you know, I digress. yes, Dean Ambrose is no longer champion. Shout out to the Ring of Honor alumni. I just want to say that all champions came from Ring of Honor that is in the WWE at this point. So... Not the women, the men, but hi.
No.
I'm glad AJ went over.
Felicia.
It was a really good pay-per-view, and I actually argued down some people. You know, they said SmackDown, blah, can't possibly be good. I actually think SmackDown, you know, has the leg up on Raw right now. Raw is a lot more entertainment. SmackDown seems a lot more wrestling-based, so I like it. It seems like a show for the smarts. The matches were great last night. I liked it. I actually am a fan of the brand split, so I'm happy about it. As far as Ambrose losing the match, speaking of smarts, I'm not really happy with the boos that he was getting. And it seems that, you know, pretty much anybody that faces AJ Styles is going to get booed. And that's just not how it should be, you know. I mean, these people were the same people that were riding on Ambrose, you know, just a week ago, just a month ago. They were cheering when he won the belt in the first place. So I don't understand what the logic of the smarks are. And I think a lot of times smarks, for those who don't know, smart marks, are kind of ruining wrestling. So I think, you know, they just need to chill.
Smart Mark's been ruining wrestling for years now. But go ahead. I'm
sorry. Yeah, ever since the internet.
Yeah.
Ever since the internet got big, Smart Mark's been ruining wrestling. But go ahead.
I see why Styles got the belt, because he's red hot right now. Hopefully this leads to some type of character change and character development for Ambrose. I think it's time he goes the heel route. He's amazing as a heel. If anybody's familiar with his indie work, he's amazing. Even just in the Shield, seeing his heel work. But I want to see this feud last. I remember back in the day, a feud would last from one pay-per-view to the next. not from one SmackDown to the next SmackDown. So hopefully we can get at least, you know, two more good matches from these two, and that it's an ongoing feud. Hopefully Ambrose becomes a multi-time champion. Seth Rollins did, Roman Reigns did. I think out of the three, Dean Ambrose deserved it the most. So hopefully we just see some good wrestling out of, you know, which should be a good feud. But there you have it. I am sad. It was not a good weekend in sports entertainment for me. CM Punk and Dean Ambrose. I can't. It's not funny.
Like, my opinion, I was into it. I was into it. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna give good opinion. I'm gonna give bad opinion of what happened. The women's match, I enjoyed. The star of that match to me was Naomi.
Mm-hmm.
She worked her friggin' ass off. And
she did. That's why she should not have been like the second or third person pinned.
And she shouldn't have. I think she did a great job. It was what it was. We're going to leave that horse where it is because I'm not even going to go there as far as the WWE and that, and I'm not going to do that today. But kudos to her. Becky Lynch winning it. Bah humbug. Boo. I'm not a Becky Lynch fan, but I guess out of the four horsewomen, they finally had to put something on her, so she has it now. So ding dong, there you go. The Usos. I wasn't, and I'm still not quite feeling the heel role with them. I guess it has to grow on me. I think they could have did better with their ring attire, one. And I think, two, like, they worked their asses off. They had to work twice and work two decent matches. I'm not going to take that away from them. I wasn't feeling it. And I knew that Slater and Rhino was probably going to go over because it was for Slater's job. And I did pop when he won, I did pop because I'm like, he's been there for a while, hasn't really been fed too much, done a lot of grunt work, put a whole bunch of people over.
Mm-hmm.
Good for him. Good for him. And, you know, I enjoyed it. The match I enjoyed the least was Kane and Bray Wyatt. It was just dumb.
It was a filler match.
It was a filler. You could have filled it with something else. You had something else there you could have filled with. It was just dumb. I said to myself, I didn't think Randy was ready to work again because of the stitches he had in his head. And they may be a thing that he might be going under that they're keeping quiet. So I didn't really think that he was going to actually wrestle. And then when I seen Bray do the leg thing, I said, okay, that's their way of masking it so he doesn't have to wrestle. So I was like, what are you going to fill it with? And then once, you know, they did the 10 count, I said, here come Kane. I was like, Kane's going to do the match. Kane, time to retire. It's time. He was very slow. He looked, and I should be one to talk, but he did look out of shape to me. It was just not good. Main event, I'm sorry, The Miz and Ziggler worked their asses off.
Mm-hmm.
As much as people want to talk bad about The Miz worked his natural ass off last night. He went over again, and I'm curious to see how the whole contract negotiation thing's going to happen between him and Daniel Bryan. I think that's funny to me, but good match. Good, you know, Ziggler's doing what Ziggler does. Ziggler does good when he's putting people over, but you can't get him over. But he's good putting other people over, and it was a great match. They worked their asses off. Main event, great match. I was totally into it. Felicia, you're going to want to beat me up. I kind of wanted to see AJ win.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I want to beat you up anyway.
I wanted to see AJ win, and when he did, I was like, damn, he actually won. And I understand why they did it, because now you have, just like you said, you have something to build on. You could run this for at least 2 months between them two, trading
hopefully
back and forth.
Hopefully they do.
Yeah, if they do
the
smart thing.
I don't want to see Ambrose in the mid-card.
No. No. You can work off of what you got last night for at least 2 to 3 months.
Y'all.
To have it end up in like a TLC type of match with the belt that's hanging over top of the ring and these two guys having a ladder match, I think that would be incredible. So you can build up to a big blow-off match at the end, put them in a hell of a cell, and we'll do whatever you got to do. Let these two guys work each other and tear the freaking building down like they both can.
Yep.
And don't screw it up. Put Ambrose wrestling, I don't know, anybody on the mid-card, AJ, you got to work this out now. You got it there. You got it where it was. You close the show with them. Hell of a match. Continue to work it. And that's my opinions on pay-per-view. All around, it was a good show. They were in and out. It didn't really drag at all, which
yep.
I did like. It was like an in and out pay-per-view. It was 2 hours, maybe a little bit over 2 hours. Yeah, it was over 2 hours, about 2.5 hours. And it was boom, 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 boom. Let's get in and out.
Yep.
And I thought that was cool. And I'm curious because I was wrong. I thought that Night of Champions was a combined pay-per-view, but no, it's an all-Raw pay-per-view. So I'm curious of how Raw is going to do after this. Because now they're up next, and their pay-per-view is in 2 weeks. So I'm really curious how they're going to, pull this off.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I'm still kind of shocked. It was a hell of a pay-per-view. I guess I went into it. Like I said, I didn't even remember that it was on. It just something clicked in my head. I think a pay-per-view is going today. So I ain't really have high expectations, but yeah. They did a really good job
also,
putting the show on, all of them. Everybody put on a great job. I just wish, and I love Naomi. I love her character. I don't like that they did that to her. Like, that bothered me.
Well, you know what it is.
I'm not speaking on it.
Yeah, I'm not going to say nothing. I'm not going to say no more than what I just said. But we all know what it is. But.
Well, while they're not using her, say you can, put some glow in the dark stuff on, and I think you'll look great.
Nah, I wouldn't even do that.
Why?
Nah.
That fits you.
Not at all.
Speaking of Faye.
Like, when somebody has a good gimmick, like, let them keep it. Like, I like what she's doing right now. It's getting her over.
Mm.
You don't need to talk. Don't talk. Wrestle. Just wrestle and do what you do.
Speaking of Faye, I wanted to get in to you making your Triple WA debut Saturday.
Yeah, sure did.
How was it? Talk about the experience. I heard you did good.
Yeah, it was quite an experience. Like, I'm actually glad that I went. Shout out to Slim Whiskey for inviting me. I kind of just walked in and they were like, okay, I want you to do this, and this. So I'm like, oh.
It's like,
well, all right.
It's like nobody had been telling you that for the last year or so, but go ahead.
Gosh. But the locker room was very respectable. They were very nice. Like, shout out to Denise. She's a hell of a worker.
Mm-hmm.
It's just too bad I'm had to kick her butt in November. But other than that, yeah, fans are crazy, very, very crazy, all 50 of them. They're all, like, crazy as hell, but I liked it.
Well,
overall, it was a good experience, a very good experience.
To talk about Triple WA, you're talking about the house that I built, well, helped build. And the crowd up there, sometimes you get a low one, and sometimes they sell that little room out. Like, I've been, like, in there, and it's been, like, standing room. only. So trust, believe, the next time you show up in November, it might be standing room only in there. And it's funny because, like, they are, like, really diehard fans in there, and you do appreciate, you know, going there. Like, it's a hike to get there. But just being one in that farmer's market, which I think is hilarious because he got this wrestling in his farmer's market too, buying the, you know, going through the farmer's market and buying the cheap garbage that they have in there, and the fried Oreos and the corn dogs and the, just the stuff that goes on. Reminds me of way back when the Pinstock and Mart was open, going through there. But Dino Santa has been running for over 30 years in the wrestling business, and you don't find too many indie promotions who run for that long. And Dino Santa has been running for over 30 years. So kudos to him. Kudos to all the workers that I met there that, you know, we got to be close to. I got to be close to him and close with, and especially the fans and stuff. And, you know, I was the 3-time heavyweight champion there, and I'm glad that you're there now and you will have fun. And in November, I might come up there, which I should come up there with you. I'll probably come up there with you, unless the Sixers are playing. I'll be up there with you. And I'm glad you found. I'm glad you did go.
It's a good idea for you to come in November, just saying.
Like I said, if the Sixers are playing, you know what it is. But if they're not, I'll definitely try to be there. Like, you know, I want to support you. And I haven't been there in a while, so I'll probably trip everybody out to show up.
Yeah, right?
But, yeah.
And I got to say that Old Dog, he ain't ish, and Rob ain't ish. They had a good match throwing pineapples and craziness at each other. But they had a good match.
Some things never change, boy. But Let us go to the second commercial, and then we're going to come back with a movie review and a relationship question. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 37.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Wilkinson with TV Nation and Totally Driven Radio and Entertainment. Sadly, each year, approximately 3.6 million children become victims of child abuse. My latest ebook, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, explores the long-lasting effects abuse can have on victims. Explore life after the abuse ends and how we cope with the tragedies of the past. Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect is available on Kindle for only 99 cents. And don't forget to check out my website, actingnotreacting.com, a common sense approach to teens in crisis. Let's work together and make this world a better place. And remember, stay driven.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromHolmes.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or
simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
And we're back. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 37, with Felicia Brown and Faye Jackson. And I wanted to get into a movie review that Felicia saw it the opening weekend, and I saw it days after. Movie Don't Breathe. I'm going to give, Felicia, I'd like for you to give your, since you saw it first, give your opinion first, and I'll come right after you. Faye, did you see it?
Is that a scary movie?
I guess that answer is no.
It's a thriller.
If it's a scary movie, then absolutely not.
Oh, gosh. It's a suspenseful thriller.
It's a suspenseful thriller.
No, I'm good.
Okay. Felicia, go ahead.
I liked it. I liked it. I saw Don't Breathe shortly after it came out. The actor, the main actor is the general from the movie Avatar, if anybody's familiar with that. He did a great job. Let's see. Lots of, like, you know, jump scares, and I think one of the biggest parts of the movie that contributed to it was actually, like, the crowd. If you went with, like, a – normally I don't like seeing movies with, you know, lots of people, but this one, the crowd, they were, like, yelling at the screen, and it just fit, so it worked out. There's a plot twist at the end, which I like, you know, something that makes you think I liked the movie. I enjoyed it. It was kind of highly anticipated, too, even though it wasn't, you know, like a blockbuster or had, like, A-list actors in it. But it was pretty anticipated, and I think it really lived up to the hype. So I'm actually going to give Don't Breathe a 4 big booty, big daddy booties. Yeah.
I saw it days after. And I enjoyed it. I really did. A couple of things in there I felt was predictable, but that's just me. I'm that person in the theater that's always thinking ahead, and I have to stop doing that because I know I annoy a ton of people when I do it. But it's just something inside me that wants to figure out the ending before the ending happens. I don't know why. I think it goes all the way back to The Sixth Sense with Bruce Willis, M. Night Shyamalan movie. And it goes back to that because when my father predicted the end of that, I was like, son of a bitch. So everything did do it for some reason. I don't know. But it was very well put together. The guy from Avatar, forget the actor's name, I think he did do a hell of a job in that role. And there's a lot of creepy different things that make you jump. And I was the guy in the theater saying, run, bitch! Dumb bitch! Watch out, bitch! I was that black guy in the theater doing that. Like, if you don't run, run, motherfucker. So that was me. So, so it was a good movie. I'd have to give it a four. Four big daddy booties. You know, it was a lot of jiggling and shaking. That booty was moving. It was just, I don't want to give too much away. You know it's going to be a sequel. And that's why I'm like, no.
Oh, I hope not. I don't think so.
Watch.
I don't think
so. It's going to be a sequel. And when it does, I'm going to call you up. And I'm going to give you the face, like, I'm going to just, you know, be like, see?
Whatever.
But outside of that, good movie. That's it. Go see it. while I still have data, is if not, it'd be on DVD about 2 months. Relationship question, and this is not a hard one. This is an easy one.
Nothing about relationships is easy.
This one is not bad.
All right.
But I've been watching Oz. Don't ask me why. I've been watching Oz. Because I was a fan of the series, and I just wanted to start over again. And it's on HBO On Demand. The entire series is on demand, so I've been watching it, you know, when nothing else is on. And I think that's the main reason why I've been watching it, because nothing else has been on. And I noticed, like, in the show, a couple of times, guys got married while they were in prison. And my question to y'all is, if Felicia, I know you're in a relationship, and Faye, you're engaged, but if you both were single, would you date somebody or even, you know, go as far as marrying somebody who is incarcerated now?
Nope.
Damn, I didn't even finish the question.
Nope.
That's a no for Faye. Felicia?
It depends on why they're incarcerated, but I don't know. I'm one of those people that say you can't help who you fall in love with, but it really does depend on why they're incarcerated. And I'm sorry, but, I mean, how long they're incarcerated. I'm not that lady to sit there and twiddle her thumbs. I'm going to wander. Just putting that out there, I'm sorry. Something, me.
Okay. Okay, so what if you were with, let's just say, Faye, start with you. Let's say Honey gets incarcerated.
Oh,
would
no.
Would you stay with him or would you leave him?
It depends on what happened. Like, if he killed someone, then no. Bye.
What if he killed somebody accidentally?
Huh?
What if he killed somebody accidentally?
Or someone you wanted to be killed.
So you just came up with a whole new movie. I'm going to get you to start writing a movie about that now.
Wait, what?
Talking to Felicia. Felicia, somebody who you wanted to be killed. That's a movie right there.
Right. I don't want anybody to be killed, though. But back to it, no. I mean, I was, like I said, it depends on the reason that he's in there. Like, why are you being charged, and then now why are you going to prison? Like, what did you do? What did you do that you have to do this? But if you're innocent,
let's just say, Honey, let's say Honey is selling weed. He's just selling weed. He got caught up selling weed. He got to do some jail time. Do you stay with him or do you let him go?
Yeah, I'll stay with him. It's just weed.
But a crime's a crime.
No, he ain't killed nobody. You don't die from smoking weed. Has anybody died from smoking weed? Please let me know.
There's people that die from smoking weed. But,
who?
All right. I don't know who, but I know people die from smoking weed. You don't know what that weed race with.
No, if you're racing with them, that's on them. That's on them. But got caught up smoking weed. I mean, not smoking. I mean, shit, you probably get arrested for that too. Nah.
But you get more trouble for selling the weed than you do for. You get more trouble selling the weed than smoking the weed. Either way, you're going to jail. But, Felicia, so you said you can't help who you fall in love with. You would date somebody who's been incarcerated.
It depends on why and how long.
Okay. Now, here's my thing with that. Now, I'm a guy. But
really?
If I was a female. Boy, I'm going to give you a knuckle sandwich when I see you, boy. But if I was a female, I don't know how I would feel about it. And I guess it would be, how long was you locked up? Because then my next thing in my mind is, because a female friend of mine, she married somebody who was incarcerated for 10 years. And he got out, and they got married. But in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, how many times did he get screwed in his behind while he was locked up for 10 years? And then you married him. So you don't know what he was in there doing. Was he getting screwed in his behind? Was he screwing somebody in the behind? He was in there for 10 years. Like, what was he in there doing? And he's a real big guy. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, what
do
you
know if
home
she asked? Do you know if she asked?
We never had the balls to ask her. Because the conversation came up amongst, like, a group of us that was at the job. But we never had the balls to actually ask her, like, did you ever think about what he was in there doing for 10 years? He wasn't just punching a clown for 10 years. Read between the lines of what I'm saying. So something else is going on. Just curious. So to me, if I was a female, no, I wouldn't do it. Because I don't know what you was in there doing, and I don't know what you got.
You answered from a female perspective, but a woman can go to jail too. So would you marry a woman that went to jail? Or what if it was like some bomb behind, you know, stuff?
All right, let's just say, for argument's sake, Jill Scott went to prison.
Oh, my gosh.
Here we go.
Would she do steal biscuits?
You know what? We are going to fight. We are going to have a knockdown rumble. Don't be talking about Jill Scott.
Whatever.
Oh, man. Oh, I wasn't expecting that one.
See, Felicia and I go back and forth about Jill Scott. She has something against Jill Scott.
I don't know why.
See
it. This man drools over her. Me and his wife were trying to have an intervention about Jill Scott.
Look, if Jill Scott went to jail, I would stand in front of the jail with a sign saying, free Jill Scott, free Jill Scott. So I guess I would have to say,
oh my God.
Yeah, I probably would. But then, again, what were you in there doing? And what did you bring it home to me? And that would be my biggest thought. Because you hadn't been doing, you understand, like, I'm not saying, you did a crime to be able to have to go to jail. And I understand that. I'm just saying, while you were in jail, what did you do? Did you have to get your liquor license while you was in there? I'd want to know before we went any further.
Mm-hmm.
Is this person going to show up one day and y'all decide to get it on again? Like, I'd want to know. That's a hard one.
So,
we'll leave it there.
Mm.
And we're going to end it. This is Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 37. I want to thank you both for joining me again. I want to thank everybody who was listening. And any last words, Felicia?
No. Fall is on its way. I'm happy. Weather's breaking. Excited. Pumpkins. Pumpkin spice latte and just delicious.
Any last words, Faye?
Well, if anybody's going to be in Pittsburgh on Friday, you can catch me in a six-woman tag. It's going to be me, Mandy Leon, and Crazy Mary Dobson versus Kelly Klein, Vader Scott, and Brittany Blake for Woman of Honor. They would make that announcement. I'm just telling y'all now.
And that's this Friday.
That's before Mary Dobson goes to the E and checks in. I think this is her last match.
Oh, wow. That's what's up. And you said that's this Friday.
Yep.
Okay. Anybody that's in Pittsburgh or going to Pittsburgh, check it out. On that note, I'm going to end it with this. A lot of kids going back to school, went back to school this past week. So be careful while you're driving out there, when you're driving around the school times, because kids tend to just want to dart out in the street, across the street. They'll see a friend of theirs, and they'll dart out in the street. So when you're driving in between them times, like...
They sent a ran in the middle of the street.
Oh, boy. You guys are on fire today, boy. But just be careful while you're driving. You know, it is fall, and the football season has started. Another thing. So, of course, with the football season, the little kids are playing football. Be careful with that, too. Like, if your kids are going out to play football, like, watch. Like, if they get hit in the hand, this is something that's happened to me. Not happened to me, but happened in my family. Watch how many times your sons get hit in the head, because you don't want them to get a concussion, because then if they do get a concussion, it does turn into a big problem when they get older. And I have a child now that's still having problems now because he caught a concussion, a series of concussions years ago. So just be careful with your kids. Watch over them. They tell you their head hurts, get them checked out. So on that note, there's three different types of people in the world: those who don't know what happened, those who wonder what happened, and people like Felicia Brown and Faith Jackson and Big Daddy that make things happen. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you, Philippians 4:13. And I'm going to leave it there. God bless you all. Good night. Be careful. See you next week. God bless.